PRI, Public Radio International.
Mozart-loving birds of a feather flock together here at Pittsburgh Symphony Radio. You'll hear Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante with concertmaster Noah Bendix-Bowgley and principal viola Randolph Kelly. Igor Stravinsky's The Firebird Ballet and the Concerto for Birds and Orchestra by Einar Johanni Rautavaara with Manfred Honeck conducting the Pittsburgh Symphony. Jim Cunningham, your ornithologist and radio host. Pittsburgh Symphony Radio is made possible by Pittsburgh residents Pat and Michelle Atkins, who underwrite in honor of Carlo University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra. Music director Manfred Honeck played the Mozart Sinfonia Concertante as a violist in the Vienna Philharmonic, remembering Nicholas Harnoncourt conducting Gidon Kremer and Kim Kashkashian as standout soloists. Manfred Honeck told me he loves the range of moods in the Andante.
I love this Sinfonia Concertante very, very much. It has a special tone, and especially the second movement. It's amazing how Mozart could put here sweetness, sadness, melancholy, and happiness all together. It's one of the master movements, in my opinion.
Manfred Honeck, who we'll hear in just a moment with Mozart's Sinfonia Concertante. Looking for autobiographical connections, some commentators have suggested Mozart might have expressed his feelings about his mother's recent demise in the Andante. I'll let you ponder that while Manfred Honeck conducts the Mozart Sinfonia Concertante for violin and viola in E-flat major, K364, with the concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony, Noah Bendix-Bowgley, and principal viola, Randolph Kelly.
Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
Sinfonia Concertante for Violin, Viola, and Orchestra in E-flat Major, K364, Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. With the Pittsburgh Symphony's music director, Manfred Honeck, conducting, concertmaster Noah Bendix-Baugley, and the principal viola, Randolph Kelly. Manfred Honeck is a violist and former member of the Vienna Philharmonic. For him, the sound of the viola resembles the sound of the human voice.
It's not a cello sound, it's not a violin sound, of course. It has a melancholy touch in the sound. It's like we speak as human, and that's one of the reasons why I really like to very much to play also the viola. I think Mozart had enormous talent to bring these two instruments together and combine them. The viola has a personality in the sound, but it matches wonderful the way Mozart has composed it with the violin.
You can hear from the audience response there is a great deal of affection for the soloists. Noah Bendix-Baugley, announced as the new concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic, and 4 decades of service for principal viola Randolph Kelly at Heinz Hall. There's going to be an encore.
Thank you very much. As an encore, we would like to play some more Mozart. And this is the second movement of the duo in G major for violin and viola.
an encore from the concertmaster of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra, Noah Bendix-Vaughle, with principal viola Randolph Kelly. They played the adagio from the Duo in G No. 1 by Wolfgang Amadeus Mozart. The encore, after they performed as soloists in the Sinfonia Concertante by Mozart. The duo was written in the summer of 1783. Mozart was completing Michael Haydn's set of six duos for the Archbishop Colloredo. Our violist Randolph Kelly was appointed by former music director Andre Previn as principal in 1976. He performed the world premiere of a viola concerto written for him by Samuel Adler. Randolph Kelly has recorded and toured with the Los Angeles Piano Quartet. He played the Walton Viola Concerto with the National Orchestra of France and Lauren Mazel. Randolph Kelly is a graduate of the Curtis Institute in Philadelphia, where he studied with Joseph DePasquale. Pittsburgh Symphony Concertmaster Noah Bendix-Vaughle has become the first concertmaster of the Berlin Philharmonic. He was a laureate of the 2009 Queen Elizabeth competition in Belgium. Noah Bendix-Vaughle joined the Pittsburgh Symphony in 2011. He served as first violin of the Munich-based Athlos Quartet, concertizing throughout Europe. Noah was born in North Carolina in 1984. He is a graduate of the Jacobs School of Music at Indiana University. In 2016, Noah Bendix-Vaughle wrote a klezmer concerto for the Pittsburgh Symphony. The Mozart Sinfonia Concertante was heard in Pittsburgh on November 11, 1960, with violinist Leonid Kogan and principal viola Godfrey Lajewski. William Steinberg conducted the Pittsburgh Symphony. We know Mozart was a bird lover since he wrote down a tune that his pet starling was singing. It turned up in his piano concerto, Kürschel 453, although it's also likely that the starling might have learned the tune from hearing Mozart working on the concerto. Two more musical birds are on the way from Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, Igor Stravinsky's The Firebird and the Concerto for Birds by Aino Johanni Rautavaara, Cantus Arcticus. You'll have just enough time to feed Charlie the cockatoo while there's a pause in the action. I'm Jim Cunningham. Long thought by listeners to be a dodo bird, or for the birds. You must be too, or you wouldn't be with me now. Malia Toronjo is the president and CEO of the Pittsburgh Symphony. Assistant conductors are Francesco Lecce-Chong and Andres Franco. Pittsburgh Symphony is always on the air from the Pittsburgh Concert Channel at the WQED.org website. You'll find archived concerts available on demand 24 hours a day. Just Google Pittsburgh Concert Channel. I hope you'll write. Drop me a line. I'd love to hear from you. And I'd like to send you a free souvenir from Pittsburgh. The Pittsburgh Symphony Folding Binoculars. Get them free while they last. And the Pittsburgh Symphony Radio Guide with a complete list of concerts in the series, photographs of the soloists this season, and much more. You'll see soprano Sunhae Im smiling about singing the Bach St. John Passion. You'll find a Pittsburgh Symphony history, Manfred Honeck's biography. It's all free. Write to Pittsburgh Symphony Radio, 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania, 15213. Don't forget to let me know what station you're listening to. The address again is 4802 Fifth Avenue, Pittsburgh, PA, 15213. You can visit our website at psoradio.org or send email directly, pso@wqed.org. This program is made possible by Pat and Michelle Atkins, underwriting in honor of Carlow University, Pittsburgh, with additional support by the Jack Buncher Foundation and the musicians of the Pittsburgh Symphony Orchestra.